When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Meter Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
Oh yes, time for the freshest podcast in all of podcasting. Right now, that's right. It's us, your boys, the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my friend right here on the cutting edge of rock and roll, just like me, Mr. Chris Sinzak. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, and if you have that not-so-fresh feeling, then tune into this show.
That's right, because we are the cure of the not-so-fresh feeling, because we're bringing you up to date on everything happening in rock and roll, all the newest bands that are coming out. You're going to hear 10 of them today, 10 brand new bands, the freshest rock and roll that you can get. We just put it on the shelves. It's available now. You're going to love it. You know us. We've got a pretty good track record as far as turning on our listeners to awesome music. So when we do Fresh Blood episodes, we take it very seriously because we know that the future of rock and roll is in our hands. You're not going to Hit Parade, you're not going to Metal Edge, you're not going to the radio, you're not going to the Headbangers Ball, you're going to the Decibel Geek Podcast, and we're not going to let you down. But of course, before we get to all that fun, we got to take care of our business. And what do we do around here? We beg, we plead, get on our hands and knees and say, please give us some reviews and recommendations, whether it be an Apple Podcast review, a review on Podchaser, or a Facebook recommendation. We don't care. As long as it's got all 5 stars, we're going to love and appreciate it so much that we're going to read it on the show. And we've got one right here, 5 stars from Apple Podcasts. This one comes to us from our awesome friend, the
Moogafooger. I didn't know we were going to do it for that, too.
Trying to set you up for it.
I'm off my game.
That's all right. We're going to bring it all back together. His review is short, sweet, and to the point. He says, hello. Thank you for all you do. The Poison episode was epic. Next time, I'll bring the tequila.
Oh.
No, thank you. I don't drink tequila with the Fugers no more.
Yeah, I was going to say that was an inside joke, but we just can't keep anything a secret. So if you're a DBG VIP on Patreon, you can find out the whole story.
It's brutal. So brutal. But it's all there. Truth and all. Just for our VIPs. Something special for the VIPs. If you guys don't know, a couple of weeks ago we did it. The Torpedo Dudes for all. We got Torpedo Dudes for people that want to listen on Patreon. Become our Patreon VIPs, Decibel Geek VIPs. There's a whole bunch of old Chris and Aaron shows in there. All kinds of extra stuff. We're talking like hours and hours and hours of extra audio content just for you by signing up at Patreon to become a Decibel Geek VIP. You know, the Mooger Fooger's right. We really did knock it out of the park with the Poison episode. Everybody says so.
Yeah, a ton of great feedback on that one and really good numbers on it. And, maybe some of that's due to the tour starting or whatever, but the timing was good. And, yeah, the best and worst of episodes have been very popular, so we're definitely going to keep doing those for sure.
Oh, yeah, we have fun every time we do it, and it always turns out good, and it's a lot of fun, and everybody likes it. Expect more of those in the future.
The new noise ones are doing really well, too. People seem to really like hearing us talk about the current rock news.
Nice. Well, you guys asked for more extra content, and you're getting it. We're going to keep it coming your way. Subscribe to Decibel Geek, because right now it's important, because, I mean, we're pretty unreliable. We don't give you a schedule. We can't tell you that it's going to come out on Tuesday. We'd be liars if we told you it was going to come out on a certain day because, we're wild and unpredictable that way, I guess.
Oh, we're lazy.
Yeah, we're lazy and unreliable.
Decibel Geek. They're lazy and unreliable.
But they rock.
We do have lives, We have to keep the bills paid.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where we do it as often as we can. We've been doing it more often. We made the commitment to do it, but we can't tell you exactly when it's coming out. So that's why it's so important that no matter where you listen to the Decibel Geek podcast, that you subscribe to it, because that way automatically you get the new episode whenever it comes out. Because we don't even know when it's coming out. How could you know when it's coming out? Why not surprise yourself when you hear that little ding-ding and you look and go, yeah, another new episode of Decibel Geek. I love it. Hit play. Enjoy. Had a lot of fun with that one last week. Had some people give us a little bit of hell because they felt like we didn't give enough love to the Native Tongue album.
Yeah.
I didn't think we bagged on it too bad. I actually do like the album. I just said Richie Kotzen wasn't right for Poison, and I think anybody, even Richie Kotzen fans, would agree with that, except they'd say, no, no. Poison wasn't right for Richie Kotzen. Right.
Well, I admitted in the show that I really didn't like it at all when it came out, but it's grown on me listening to it, you know, with 40-something-year-old ears. It's a lot better than I remembered it being.
Yeah, and a lot of people telling us to get on the case and reach out to Blue Saraceno so we can do the albums Unleashed on Crack a Smile, and I'd love to do that, too.
Yeah. No, and I looked at his website. It doesn't look like there's contact info on there, so I'm digging to try to find a way to get in touch with him.
Maybe there was last week before that episode came
out. Yeah, maybe he took it off.
Shut this down.
I don't want to talk about that stuff.
Well, I know that Blue Saraceno and Richie Kotzen weren't the only ones that enjoyed last week's episode, because we had a lot of awesome people get out there and share it. Because what you can do is when you are following us on Facebook or on Twitter, every time a new episode comes out, we make the announcement on one of those two platforms, both, I guess. And when you see it, you can share it or you can retweet it. And when you do, your name gets put on a list. Chris gets the list. We go over it. We say, these are awesome people. We need to tell the world about the ones that help us the most. And since the very, very beginning of this show, even way back when it was just one person a week, we would always honor these people. And we continue that tradition today. Because these are your Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Rock and Ron Runyon, Matt Ashcraft, Paul Korn, Australia Wants Poison, David Glenn, Rob Webb, Mark Ald Taylor, Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, Freeform Rock Podcast, Matt Porter, Kevin Williams, Neil Johnson, Pantheon Podcast, John Phillips, Aaron Baker, Shay Hargett, Brent Tibbetts, Sit and Spin with Joe, Mike Parnell, The Rock and Metal Profs Podcast, The Inobscuria Podcast, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Chris Fretwell, Simon Catt, Håkon Bergstad, Doug Fox, Tom Smoke Belmondo, James J. McElhinney, Ernesto Aguiar, Eladio, Jay Shabluski, Gregory Muse, Kevin's on Fire, Keith Rockford, Steve, Bill Elam, Sean Cullen, Vet Halen, Kristen Schimbeck, David Cathy, Will Honeycutt, Joseph Capone, Scott Crouch, and as always, the Mooger Fooger.
That's right. Those are our people, our friends in this world, the people that really got our backs, that they want to share with their friends what's going on here at the Decibel Geek Podcast. They say, hey, you, Poison fan, check this out. Poison fan comes back, checks it out, says, I love it, likes it, shares it. The world goes round. See how it works? It's beautiful. And because you don't have no Hit Parader, no Headbangers Ball, no decent radio stations anymore, podcasting is all you got. So you got to help us keep it growing. It kind of shows people out there that rock and roll is still a valuable thing, and there's a lot of people out here that still love it. And we can go and say, hey, look, you know, we got over 8,000 followers on our Facebook page. Why? Because they love this show and they love rock and roll, and we're all trying to keep it alive together, and that stuff's important.
And we use lots of bots. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, our Geeks of the Week: Neil Johnson, C-3PO, Pantheon Podcasts, R2-D2.
Voltron.
Starscream.
Robbie the Robot. That chick robot from Rocky IV. Like a geek.
A Cobra Battle Android Trooper.
Yeah, could keep going.
And the list goes on and on. You want to hear about podcasts using bots? Join up on the Sink and Stanley Facebook group. There's all kinds of conversation about that going on there.
Oh, God. We ready to shine the light on some new bands?
Heck yeah, because that's what it's all about. This may be the most important thing that we do. Yeah, it's fun to go back and talk about Poison, and it's cool to go to concerts and come back and talk about the crazy shit that happened and all the other fun stuff that we do on the Decibel Geek Podcast. But as far as doing God's work, I feel like Fresh Blood has got to be number one. Because like I said earlier, we're all doing our part to keep rock and roll alive. Well, here's the other side of that. There's a lot of great young and up-and-coming bands that are doing the exact same thing. They fell in love with the same music we love. They carry the same spirit of the bands that we consider legends, and they're bringing it up today. So what brings it all together? Well, the people that love this kind of music and the people that love creating it. Let's bring it all together today right here on Fresh Blood. Who's going first?
Is it cool if I go first?
Go for it.
All right. Well, my first pick is it's a band with a cool band name called Kodiak from New Jersey. And they were formed in 2017, heavily influenced by Van Halen, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses. Of course, I mean, who isn't? But drummer Pete Biggiani contacted longtime friend Carmine Appice. We know that guy.
Nice.
Their bond was made years earlier because Pete won a contest to be in Carmine's Realistic Rock for Kids DVD. So that's how they connected. And once Carmine heard the band's demos, he started producing the band. And they would send song ideas back and forth while writing, and then started kind of getting the sound shape for the band and getting the stage show together. And the group needed a new name, and Carmine wanted it to sound strong and powerful to, you know, represent their music. And they decided on Kodiak, which is a cool name. And
it is cool. When you originally said that, I thought, all right, Alaskan rock.
Right. No, New Jersey rock. A lot of Kodiak bears in Newark. I remember in passing Carmine telling me about this band when he was in town for Rockin' Pod last year. I just remember him mentioning Kodiak, and it was a band he was working with, but that was all I knew at the time. But I've gotten really into watching this Hit Parader Presents No Cover show on YouTube. It's like,
yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, an original artist talent show, and Alice Cooper and Lizzie Hale are a couple of the judges, and this band was on there, and then that kind of triggered my memory. I'm like, that's the band Carmine was working with. And I think you guys are going to like this. This is Kodiak with a song called Goodbye.
strong like bear. I like it. That's awesome.
Yeah, and they've just released a few singles so far, but I think they'll have a full-length one coming out soon. But yeah, it was cool seeing them on that show. I wish they had gone further. When they finally came on the show, it's like, finally a real rock and roll band, because there's a lot of stuff on there that I'm like, this isn't really rock. But they had the right sound to me. Of course, the judges called them dated, and I'm like, that's what's good about them.
even Alice?
Alice never really throws too much harsh criticism to anybody on that show, because Alice is just Alice. But I think he liked them. I mean, they didn't really hate on him or anything, but they were just kind of like, yeah, there's already a Van Halen. You guys are trying to just sound just like him. You know, and I was like, well.
Oh, man. What the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to say, we're dated, what, like June 28th, 1989? Sounds good to me.
And they're like, why do you want to do this music? Because we love this music. And I'm like, well, of course. But I don't know. I like them, and I think they have a good sound, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from them. But, yeah, that's Kodiak. Check them out.
That's very cool, man. I like that. I will be checking more of that out. All right, I got you one right here. From Deutschland. Yeah, let's go to Germany for this one. You know, it's 2022 and you think, man, you know, all the good band names have got to be taken up by now. But then you go, Kodiak, you know, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I was looking at this and go, man, this is the perfect rock band name. How can you not go right with this one when your band is called Balls Gone Wild?
Sounds like a movie.
I don't know if it's a movie I want to watch.
Well, you have to go behind the curtain in the video store to get it. But
yeah. Well... Hopefully you don't have to do that to get this album, because you're definitely going to want to get it. It's an upcoming studio release called Stay Wild. It's coming out next month. July 22nd is when it's released. Rock and roll from Germany, man. I've been listening to some of this stuff. It's really good. Don't know a whole lot about the band, except just like the band itself, they got cool names. You got lead vocalist and bass player Vince Von Roth. And then you got guitarist Tom Voltage and drummer Arterium.
Just one word?
Just one word. It's just, it's perfect. Okay. You know, like Cher, Madonna, only better. As cool as all that sounds, gonna let the music do the talking for you. I think you're gonna love this a lot, because it really rocks. This is Balls Gone Wild and a tune called Masked City.
Yeah.
badass, huh?
Yeah. Really produced really well, really raw. You know, I like that. I like that one a lot. A good song to start with.
I think if your band is called Balls Gone Wild, you're kind of obligated to really, really kick ass. Because if you don't, you've already set the expectation pretty high. Like, what are you going to do tonight? I'm going to see Balls Gone Wild. And if the answer to that isn't, whoa, that sounds awesome, then you're doing something wrong. But these guys are doing something right. So next month, that album's coming out. It's going to be badass. It's called Stay Wild, and you're going to want to get it.
I don't know. I mean, I could see an Americana band being called Balls Gone Wild, couldn't you?
You know what? Maybe. They'd have to be pretty damn good, though.
So like the new Billy, you know, Chris Stapleton and Balls Gone Wild.
I'd sit through Chris Stapleton to see these guys live.
Yeah. Well, that's a good pick. I like that. I'd never heard of them until you turned me on to them here, so that's cool.
I turned you on to Balls Gone Wild.
That didn't sound right. Return that movie.
Now everybody's turned on by Balls Gone Wild.
All right, let's move on. All right, my next pick is a band with another interesting name, thankfully less perverse. They're called White Raven Down, and they're a trio from overseas. And it's always cool when you can find a band that is just a trio, but they sound like a full-on band with like four or five people in it. And this band does that. They started in 2018. They were signed to a deal less than a year after dropping their first single. They would steadily build a following, played several large festival shows overseas, winning several polls online, lots of reviews praising the music. But I'm going to let you guys listen to this and judge for yourself. Their first full-length album came out this year entitled Don't Shoot the Messenger. This is a song from it called Roll of the Dice.
super cool.
Yeah, I like them. They sound pretty unique. They don't really sound like they're ripping off anybody else.
Yeah, they kind of straddle that fine line kind of in between genres a little bit. You know, they're not, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It's hard to pin them down exactly what you'd call that.
Kind of like that Dust Coda band that I got into last year. It's where they kind of they kind of straddle between different genres. Oh, man, we talked about Balls Gone Wild. Now I mentioned the word straddle. Where are we going with this?
Pretty awesome. I like that a lot. Right on. Sounds good. Okay, I guess we'll keep on rocking here. I got one, and this was one sometimes, you know what? It seems like sometimes I feel bad for, like, record labels and bands and stuff, because how do you promote nowadays? If you're just a straightforward kick-ass rock band, where do you promote? You know, your radio stations aren't playing these bands. Mm-hmm. There are no magazines. There's no videos. You know, you got your social media, but then you're kind of already, you know, preaching to the converted. You know, if people are getting your posts, it's because they're already following you. So are you reaching new people? Unless you're sharing it around or people are featuring you on a podcast, odds are you're not going to find, you know, a new band. You're not going to be able to find the place where you're going to push them to people that would normally listen to it. But there are a few select groups on Facebook that are really good for this. One of my favorites is the New Wave of Classic Rock Facebook group. And I love that one a lot because it's a great place to discover new music. This is a band that they were talking about on there, and I thought, well, I'm going to check this out. And when I did, I really dug it. When I tell you this band's from Seattle, Washington, do not expect Nirvana, because that's not what you're going to get with this. Turns out this band's been around for a while. Since 2014, as far as I can tell, they've got a few albums out already. Maybe? I don't know. It's so hard sometimes to find out more about these bands. You know, you hear something good and you go, I want to learn more. But then it's kind of hard to find stuff. But these guys have been around for a minute. The song, I heard it. I liked it. I thought, you know what? That's perfect for Decibel Geek Fresh Blood. So for your listening enjoyment, check this out. Great band name. They're called Rivet Skull. Yeah, Rivet Skull. I like that. Here's a tune called Crash and Burn.
Twisting and turning me inside out, I
jamming, pretty rocking.
Very interesting song. And like, let me just say, like, sometimes a name doesn't describe a band perfectly. Because when I saw the name, I was like, this is going to be like Megadeth, because that looks like Rivet Skull.
Yeah.
And it does not sound like Megadeth. It's a good song, but they're a different type of group. Like, the singer has a really unique voice. So I was...
Yeah.
I was caught off guard by this one. I didn't dislike it by any means, but I guess it just kind of surprised me more than anything else.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, too. And like you said, yeah, with a name like Rivet Skull, you picture some, you know, Slayer-type thing, you know. But it's definitely not that. Just straightforward rock music. Unique and cool. They got a new album coming out. I don't know what it's called, but I think this song is on it. I'm so woefully unprepared today, but we're just spinning good rock, so how hard can it be? That's Rivet Skull. Go check them out. Every one of these bands has got Facebook pages, and I'm sure they got Twitter accounts. They're probably on the Instagram, all that. At the very least, if you find something on this show today that you like, then go give it a like on their social media, so that way when this new stuff does come out, you're getting some notifications. See, there you go. Now these guys, when they're posting stuff, people that care about it will see it and hear it, and the world goes round, and rock and roll lives forever. Let's keep it going. What else you got?
My next one is a band from Melbourne, Australia. That's about the most info I can find on them. There's like virtually no bio info on their website or anything, which that's, if I'm giving any advice to an up-and-coming band, is at least put a bio on your site about yourself. But other than that, I have no complaints. They're called Wicked Smile.
Wait a minute. And wait a minute.
What?
Did you say Wicked Smile?
Yeah.
I chose Wicked Smile. I also know nothing about this band other than they're from Australia and they got a new album coming out.
Yeah, there's like no info online about who they are.
But they're awesome.
They are.
So this is pretty cool. So for the first time ever on Fresh Blood or Radio Sucks or any other thing that we do on this show, for the first time ever, Chris and I have both picked at random the same band that we both wanted to showcase. So that tells you a little something about this band, Wicked Smile. If you don't know anything else about them, they're from Australia, and they are approved by both of us.
The way I found them was the guitarist is Stevie Janevsky. I do know that much because he's a Facebook friend, and he was in the band The Radio Sun that we featured like years ago that we liked a lot. But he's now launched this band, and they're playing Australia. I mean, you can find show dates and stuff on their website, but there's no bio info on them. But, man, the aggressiveness of the sound of this band, the production, but it's still got melodies and hooks to it. And then the guitar solos are fucking amazing.
Yes.
On this. And I had a hard time picking one song off this, so it's cool that we're going to get to play two here. I'm going to pick a really cool song off the Wait for the Night album from 2021. This is called We Fall.
Standing by the devil in love.
Pretty cool.
Man, this is pretty cool. Pretty awesome. I'm going to get to do something that I haven't done for years and years and years. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't know if this show is going to actually come out on Tuesday, but it's time for Two for Tuesday. A double shot. Oh, yeah. Coming your way right now of Wicked Smile. Yeah, that one was called We Fall, and this one is called Days of Delirium. Rock on.
Double shot.
Double shot. Right here on WDBG. Pretty awesome, man. Yeah, Australian band, young, up and coming. Kicks ass. You know, if you love all the kind of stuff that we love, there is nothing not to love about a band like Wicked Smile, except for maybe the fact that they're in Australia and probably not coming to the States anytime soon. Unless, of course, they get really popular here and people start calling their local promoters and saying, hey, we want to see this band from Australia. They get together on a tour, but it all starts with you liking their Facebook page. So that way they can go, wow, we got a lot of fans in America. Maybe we should see about what it would take to go play there. And then you get the notification one day that there's a new Decibel Geek episode and Wicked Smile is playing in your town. You never know. It could happen. But it all starts with you supporting these bands. So if you like what you hear, like I said, give them a like. Maybe get a t-shirt. People are going to say, Wicked Smile, what's that? And you're going to be like, oh yeah, it's this brand new band. And people are going to be blown away. Like, nobody talks about new bands anymore. Like, well, check it out. Wicked Smile.
Yeah. I really like this band a lot, and I listened to several of the songs on the record, and I was like, damn, this is some really solid stuff for a new band. So yeah, hopefully you guys will get turned on to them and check out more of their stuff, and let them know that we sent you, because we love to turn people on to these bands.
Heck yeah.
So I guess it's back to me again, right?
Yep.
The double shot of Wicked Smile. Why don't we stay with the Wicked theme, because I have a band called Wicked Stone that's my next pick.
Okay.
From
the UK. They from Australia?
No, they're from the UK. Okay. They're British. But this is a five-piece band. Their debut album came out in 2017. Just some incredible guitar riffing along with great melodic vocals on this. Wicked Stone has a new album out called Synergy, and this is the lead single from it. This is a cool song called Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Take me down. Say goodbye to yesterday. Leave the
Man, I like that.
Yeah, it's got a good full sound to it, and yeah, I like, you know, it has a modern sound, but still accessible for those of you that just like the older stuff. So, I'm gonna definitely check out more of their stuff. But yeah, really good sounding band.
I love the sound of the drums. It's got, like, I don't know, there's moments in that song where I feel like, you know, this almost kind of has a little bit of Creatures of the Night era Kiss flavor to it in the way the drums and the rhythm are to the song. You know,
yeah,
there's a little something there. I'm certain of it. I could hear it. Yeah, Wicked Stone, man. I like that. That's very cool. All right, so I got two left, and these two kind of are going to go together, but we're going to let Chris go in the middle of them. You know, we did the episode not too long ago. We talked about earlier the Creatures Fest, Torpedo Dudes for All. Everybody got to have an episode of Torpedo Dudes where I talked about my experiences at Creatures Fest. Chris told us about what he saw online and picked it all apart, and it was a lot of fun. And a couple of bands that I mentioned were bands that were unknowns to me going into that thing. And that weekend, when I saw these two bands, I said, you know what? Next time we do Fresh Blood, I'm going to include both of these bands because they showed us such a good time at that concert that I thought it's only fair to spread the love and help everybody else get a little flavor of these bands that are new, upcoming. They were chosen for that thing. They played along with Ace Frehley's band. You know, they played along with Bruce Kulick's band and Enough's Enough and all them other great bands that were there. These guys fit in perfectly with that scene, and I feel like they're going to fit in perfectly right here on this episode, because if you're looking for new rock and roll that's really damn good, then look no further than Kor Rozic. Yep, they kicked off the whole party that weekend, and they did it with style. Set the tone, I'll even go as far as saying, because they rock so hard and were so good. So I want to give you guys a little taste of that. The band's called Kor Rozic. I want you to check these guys out because it's really good. Here's a tune. I think you're going to love it a lot. It's called Vengeance Is Not Enough.
Revenge gives me all your money. Ha ha, vengeance is not enough.
Tor Rozic.
That's pretty badass. They were a lot heavier than I was expecting them to be.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun to see live, had a lot of energy. The band was killer. They were tight. The songs were great. I mean, what's not to love? I know for a fact these guys got a Facebook page. The band is Tor Rozic. It's spelled K-O-R-E. Second word, R-O-Z-Z-I-K. Tor Rozic. Go check them out. They've got music available. They've got merchandise, all that good stuff. And they tour around. So keep your eyes open for that. Again, go like them and follow them so that way you know if they're coming to your town that you're not going to miss out on it.
My last pick of the day is another band from Australia, also formed in Melbourne in 2019. If you love this, credit goes to Kevin Williams from In Obscuria Podcast. And if you hate it, the blame goes to him as well. So,
I think you're going to like it.
I think you'll like it. Now, he turned me on this week to this band, and, you know, he sent me the link to the name. And he's like, have you heard of Stone Trip from Australia? I said, no, I've never heard of them. He's like, great melodic hard rock. Check it out. And I did. And I was like, wow, I was really impressed with this. So it's good stuff. Good solid production. Songwriting's good. It's also good to hear a band that has really good harmony in their vocals. Like, everyone can sing in the band. They signed to Golden Robot Records, and they released their first single, and this is it. It's called Leave a Light On. Trip from Australia.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that. It's like the least heaviest thing you picked today, but it's still really damn good. It's well written song. It's almost kind of pretty in spots. The musicianship is top notch on it. Hell yeah, Stone Trip. I like it.
Sometimes you'll get one of these newer songs where, but it'll give you a nostalgic vibe.
Yes.
And like this kind of did that to me.
Yeah, it kind of gives me like that old Paul Rogers kind of free, maybe like early Bad Company kind of feeling a little bit.
I'm definitely going to check out more of them. So thank you, Kevin. And then also, Kevin's been on the show, but also if you haven't checked out In Obscuria, check it out because he does a great job on that show.
Yeah, when it comes to getting turned on to good rock music, Kevin Williams will never steer you wrong. Remember when he came on the show and taught us all about Japanese metal? Visual K? That was awesome. I found a bunch of cool bands that I liked after that. I don't even speak Japanese. I still love it. All right. Well, that's your last one. I've got one more. Before we get out of here, just want to remind everybody, you know, we're on Facebook. That's probably the best spot, really, if you want to keep up with us, because we got a Facebook page. As soon as the new episode comes out, there's an announcement there. Any other news or happenings in the world of Decibel Geek, that's where you'll find it. Also, we've got the Decibel Geek community, which is our Facebook group, which is amazing because we just kind of open it up and sit back and let the people take over. And what you got is a whole community of rock and rollers all sharing this kind of stuff with each other. So it's not just us turning you guys on new music. There's been countless times where I've been on that in that group on Facebook and have people that are listeners turn me on to stuff. And I go, wow, you know, that's cool. I've never heard of that band. And then next thing you know, I'm wanting to play it on Fresh Blood or on the Radio Sucks radio show or something like that, you know. So it's a real community of rock and rollers, and it's fun to sit back and watch and see all the conversations happening. So if there's stuff happening in the news, people are probably talking about it on that page. And it's not a bunch of assholes either. It's a bunch of cool people all getting together and having discussions about these things. No fights, few arguments, and a lot of smart people talking about the greatest music ever created, hard rock music. So if you want to become a part of that, join the Decibel Geek community on Facebook. We are proud, proud part of Pantheon Podcasts. Now, if you're listening to us and you think we're awesome, well, there's a good reason for that, because we are amongst the Pantheon, the gods of podcasting. Oh, they're going to love that.
Yeah.
Got a couple of dudes come around and said, hey, what if we built this thing where we took all the best podcasts in the world that are music related and put them all in one place and called it Pantheon? And they said, well, who would we get? And they said, well, I mean, Decibel Geek for sure. And then they got a bunch of other ones too. So when you say we want the best ones, if you love us, then you're probably going to love other stuff that they got, because they went out and personally picked and choose who they thought was the best and put them all underneath their roster. So go to pantheonpodcast.com and check out their roster, because whether you're into rock, hard rock, metal, or even some of those other kinds of music, I mean, I think there's other kinds of music. I've heard about other kinds of music. I don't listen to none of them, but I've heard of them, and I know that there's podcasts about them. And if they're the best, they're a part of Pantheon. So get over there, check out their list, tell them Decibel Geek sent you, thank them for basically keeping us up and running. You know, without Pantheon, it would be a lot trickier. You probably wouldn't be getting as many episodes as you get. They inspire us to be great. So give them some love too. Follow them on Facebook and all that good stuff, because they care. They care about music podcasting more than just about anybody else. So show them some love. Got new noise coming your way. Got a new episode coming next time. Yeah, this is fun as always, man. I love doing Fresh Blood. Like I said, maybe the most important thing we do. Got one left. This is another one. I talked about them when we did our Torpedo Dudes for Everyone. We had two bands. Korrosic kicked it off, and this band came out on night three. And I know we talked about it a little bit, but do you know about the Peter Criss connection with the band Sisters Doll?
Yeah, and like, it's honestly the only thing I know about Sisters Doll is the Peter Criss connection.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, these are my boys, you know, my boys from Australia. You've got a lot of Australian love going on in this episode. Here's another one. So this band came out, they did a couple of songs. Well, first they came out, they did their own stuff, and then they took a break and did some songs with Peter Criss. Pretty awesome. And then they went back and did some more of their own stuff. And I thought, man, what a great band. You know, I never heard of these guys before this night. I bet you a lot of other people never heard of them before either. So again, showed us such a good time at Creatures Fest when they're up on stage playing all kinds of kick-ass rock, doing an amazing cover of King of Hearts, the Kiss song.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Love that song.
It was a great thing, man. They really did it justice and made it their own at the same time, which was awesome. These guys are young rockers. They're the future. Just like all these bands we talked about today. The future of rock and roll, it's in our hands. We're going to tell you about it. You go tell your friends, but most importantly, go support these bands and keep an eye on them. See if they're coming to your town so you can go catch them live. Buy their music. Keep them alive. Keep rock and roll alive. It's easy to do when you've got bands like we talked about here today. So, wrapping up Fresh Blood for this edition of the Decibel Geek Podcast, this is a band called Sisters Doll and a tune called Strut. We'll see you next week.
To watch you strut.